What's poppin', Philly? My name's Jeff. I am your host, and this right here is The Melting Pot. It's Sunday, January 31st, last day of the month of this brand new year. If you're up, you're awake, you're already blessed, man. Give thanks to the Almighty above. Do what you gotta do today. Be productive. It is Sunday fun day, Sunday family day. Enjoy your time with your family, man. Kick it with your folks. You never know when is the last day you might see some of them faces, man. You can skip it this Sunday and then come next Sunday. One of them family members ain't going to be at that next meeting, man. Do what you got to do. Take out your time for your family. There's always time for family. Whew. I'm fried, man. I'm over here smoking on that Zaza. If you want to smoke that gank, man, holla at my guys, Pleasure Packs. Follow them on IG. They got all the gas on deck. Decent prices, too. Get with them. They saying we getting a crazy-ass snowstorm. It already started, but to be honest, I don't think it's going to be as bad as they making it seem. We might get probably 3 to 4 inches. I don't think we're going to get nothing more than that. Either way, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, I'm prepared. I got my salt. I got my shovel ready. I got my canned goods, you mean, powdered milk. I'm all right. If you are one of my listeners on this podcast, please don't be one of the dummies to go to the market and get 2-3 weeks worth of grocery just because they saying that we getting a little storm. Like, it's not the apocalypse, bro. Ain't no need for that. Just like relax, enjoy your time at home, salt up your driveway, salt up the pavement in front of your house, salt up your steps, and you'll be good to go, man. Just sit back. You mean, if you had like having a little drink, you mean, pour up your little liquor, turn on the TV, kick it back, let the kids enjoy the time in the snow, building a snowman, having a snowball fights and all that good stuff, man. Enjoy the little things. Life, we tend to nag on a lot of things, man. Just move on from it and just keep pushing forward. Everything going to be all right. We're going to be straight. Yesterday for me was a pretty good day, man. I did a lot yesterday. Was out at the mall, went out to eat, went to a couple of events at night. First event I went to was to my little sis' birthday celebration. Shout out to Devin. Happy birthday to you. I love you. That joint was lit, man. We had a good time. We was vibing in that joint. Started chiefing and all that, man. The food was great. The vibes was great, man. They had this banana pudding. Hoo-wee. Oh, that thing right there was different. And then they had this... this pink lemonade drink with some triple sec in it, man. That thing had me saucy. I was feeling nice. That thing was good. yesterday was pretty weird though. Like, I just kept catching people drop their phones. Like, for some reason, I would look at a certain person and boom, right at the second that I looked at them, their phone would just drop. That shit was mad funny. And then the shit that made it funnier is like, you can tell who cracked their screen. Just off their fucking, like, their reaction, their facial expression. Like, this should just be fucking, it hit me right in my funny bone. Like, I can't help but laugh. And I don't laugh at the fact that you cracked your screen, because we all been there. Everybody done cracked their screen. It's gonna be sickening, man. You be salty. But, I mean, you ain't got to worry. If you crack your screen and you out here in Philly or within the tri-state area, hit up my guy, Coley Repairs, for all your mobile repair needs, man. Quick, convenient, affordable, and best of all, my guy's mobile. He will come to you. Wherever you at, he'll meet you on a spot. Have your phone ready within 15 to 30 minutes. That thing will come out looking like the day it was at the Apple store, man. Get with him. Also available by him are AirPods, screen protectors, and phone cases. My guy got it all. Holla at him. Follow him on IG at his business page, Coley Repairs LLC. That is Coley Rep PAIRSLLC. Also, you can contact him at his business phone, 267-760-3010. That is 267-760-3010. That's my guy, Coley Repairs. Get at him. He'll get your phone back to tip-top shape, guaranteed. Super professional. Next up, you know, I said I will promote local artists from Philly also. So coming up, I want to play y'all a song by local artist that goes by the name Priceless J with the Shmoola Boys Empire. That's SBE Priceless J. Follow him on Instagram also. Same name, SBE Priceless J. Born and raised in Philly, 19 years old. Song I will be playing by him is called Cherish. He will be dropping it sometime in March with the visuals. Yeah, that's right. My man's going to drop it with the video. His portfolio is amazing, man. I've heard quite a few songs by him. Kid's got talent, man. Y'all gotta get with him. Follow him on Instagram. Listen to what he got, man. The kid's got talent. We got to support each other out here, man. Philly support Philly. You can't dub that out. I hope y'all enjoy the song. Here we go, man. Cherish by SBE Priceless J.
Baby, I cherished every second. Every single second that we spent when you was here. Still don't know how you spawned me with no weapon. If I were someone else, they would probably leave you then and there. Baby, I cherished every second. Every single second that we spent when you was here. Still don't know how you spawned me with no weapon. If I were someone else, they would probably leave you then and there. Many, many times, many, many times I had fear that you would see the darkness in my heart. I don't know why, but I just feel good when you're near. And now my heart is numb, I can't trust anyone. Why would you treat me as if I'm not here? I understand you don't want me as your man, but I try. Tell me how many niggas is still here that'll hold you down as much as I have. Man, I just feel perpetrated, I feel manipulated. I just got too many meanings, I keep getting no results. I kept on being patient, wounds on my back still been waiting. I don't think you're relating, do I hate you? Not at all. Things I'm seeing, you done giving up. But you stole mine, even though you ain't mine. I just never want to see you crying out. But you still cry, I can see it in your eyes. Baby, I cherished every second. Every single second that we spent when you was here. You still don't know how you saw me with no weapon. If I were someone else, they would probably leave you then and there. But I love this type of rare. It's why this pain inside of me is hard to bear. Didn't mean to step in your life and interfere. Didn't even mean to fall in love, but guess I did. But knowing how I feel, no matter how much I do, she playing with me still. Mama created a utopia, thinking it's real. I'm trying to do things on my own, but I wouldn't mind a deal. I'm trying to be out here with you, but I know that shit ain't real. Yeah, to this day.
That right there was SBE Priceless J Cherish. If y'all want to leave your comments, go ahead, follow us on Instagram at The Melting Pot Podcast. Leave your comments over the song. Leave your comments about the businesses that I promote on here. Let me know what more you want to know about them or how you can get in contact with them. If you want to make features with these artists, you can get in contact with them by me. I will get your message to them. Free of charge always, man. Philly support Philly. Let's get it. That joint was popping. That joint was nice, man. You can ride around the city to that joint, man. You can't. Don't lie. I mean, that's my point of view on it. Everybody might have their opinion, but personally speaking, I fuck with the song, man. It was a decent-ass song. That joint was nice. All right, so now, you know I got to do my little rant because I love fucking rant. I don't know why. It's just certain things that I just think about. And I got to speak on it for some reason. And then everything I speak about, it comes out a certain way. And I promise y'all, I don't mean to say it in that way. It's just how it comes out. Everybody has a different understanding on this shit that I come out with. But bear with me, man. This is just my fucking thoughts. So not too long ago, I had made a post on my story on Instagram speaking about women's feet. Women, that is key. If you got pretty manicured feet, that's green light that you can get your ass eaten. That's like a win-win for you. Like, you maintain your feet, you get your ass eaten. I don't see nothing wrong with that, man. But the reason I'm bringing up this story is because on that post, I was talking about a little condition called Morton's toe. Now, what Morton's toe is, when the toe that goes along with the big toe ends up being longer than the big toe. That shit to me is disgusting. It's a turnoff. I don't like it. I can't fuck with it. Like, a little over length isn't that bad. You know, I'm not going to lie. But then there's some toes that it looks like you got a pen sticking out your foot. And it's right there next to your big toe. Like, why that toe that long? Like, you over here with, you got hands for feet now, man. What the fuck? I don't know. That shit not right. You can't be out here like that. If your feet look like that, you got the right to always wear sneakers. Don't ever wear no heels. You don't need to be traumatizing people out here like that. Like, I don't care if you got manicured feet. I said manicured, my fault. I don't care if you got pedicured feet. You could have an A1 pedicure, French tip, all that shit. I don't care. If that toe out there almost poking my eye, like, you a whole different shoe size because of a toe. You tell me how that sound. Not attractive. That's damn right it ain't. Uh-uh. That's not attractive at all. Another one, man. More of my rants. Let's see what else I could rant about. Came at the ladies, so fellas, I'm sorry, man. I gotta come at y'all now. One thing I see a lot of motherfuckers do, man. You meet up with your boys in the club. Every time you meet up with your boys in the club, it's like two or three that's really, really spending the bag, you know? Out here spending it, making that movie, making them bottles pop, candles lit everywhere, shorties coming to your table left and right. And then you got them other four or five little string-alongs, man, little attachments, you little leeches that'll be in there, John, you mean living it up, kicking it with you. And what I mean by leeches, I don't mean the boys that you invited there. Because your clique, that's your clique. It don't matter who paying what. If you invited your clique, that's your clique. I mean the little lurkers that'll just go out that night and they'll just happen to see you and boom, they right at your table. They right with it. Them motherfuckers, man. Y'all got to stop that shit, bro. Like, what? I'm allowing you to, you mean, to enjoy it, have a good time over here with my people. I ain't got no problem with it. I ain't going to do you dirty and tell you to get the fuck out, but now you over here grabbing the bottles off my table, doing your little Instagram stories and shit like you out here big balling, my guy. You not doing nothing, bro. What you doing is being a big ass fucking clown. Cause you making a movie that night, but you over there sleeping in the fucking air mattress. You don't got no dishes in your crib, man. All you got is fucking paper plates and paper cups. Go to his crib, he don't even got a gallon of water in the fridge. He got them 1 liter Deer Park little joints, them bottles, man. Cut it out, bro. Situate yourself, get your life right, man. You're doing wrong things out here, brother. Shit. Another one, man. Back to the ladies. I want to understand something. And this is for the females that, you know, got their long, luscious hair. Why, when y'all got all that good, beautiful hair that God gave you on your head, right? You go over, boom, decide to cut it off. You cut it off. You're rocking that short hair for a week. And then by that weekend, you right at the fucking hair store getting weave to put in hair attachments on your hair that are practically the same length that your fucking hair was. Like, what, y'all sniffing crack? What's the whole point of that? Like, come on, explain it to me. Like, I really want to understand. What's the whole point of you having lengthy hair, cutting it off, and then going to the hair store, to get here to put back on so it can end up being the same length that it originally was. Like, I got a hard time understanding that. Super hard time understanding that. You got to cut it out. Cut it out. It's confusing, and then you break in the brother's pocket because you probably got your man to pay for that haircut. Now he ended up paying anywhere from $100 to $200 just to get your haircut nice and situated. Boom. You pass that weekend all happy. Ha, ha, ha. My hair's all luscious. Come the next week and you come back to your man. Babe, I need $200. I got to go buy some hair. Now he looking at you all confused. Like you got a dick sticking out your forehead. And it don't end there. Then you hit him with the, oh, and I need another $200 to go to the hair salon to get it put in. My man done invested $600 in your head in 1 week. What the fuck, man? Yeah, y'all got to analyze the situation. Y'all really got to analyze yourselves. Next business I want to give a shout out to will be Empress Organization Talent and Development Company based in Philly. Get with them for all your musical needs. Vocal lessons, songwritings, in-studio vocal coaching, and remixing and recording. They will help you with all your needs. They will get you right to it. They will let you know everything you need to know in the music business. Super professional. I know them personally. I recommend them 100%. One of the representatives and owners, CEO of the company, there's another one of my little sisters, Deja B, also upcoming artist in Philly. I'll be playing her song coming up next also. You guys really got to get into with this talent, man. This joint is, this was off the hook, man. There's a lot of talent in Philly. Super, super talent, super talented people. I can't get enough of the talent out here. And sadly, you know, we won't be representing each other right, man. We won't be showing love. Song I'm about to play by Deja B, artist based from Philly. Young female artist getting it and getting it popping. Follow her on Instagram at Deja B. Follow her music industry page at Empress ORG. Get with her, man. You won't be disappointed. Trust me. Again, her Instagram is at Deja B Philly. Get with it. Here's her song, Left or Right.
How to make an ice cream cake at home.
Create a layer of ice cream sandwiches. Next, cover the sandwiches with a layer of wood.
Trying to figure out life. I'm struggling to make things right. I'm praying that I don't lose sight. Should I go left or right?
Magdalene was a perfect little girl. Everybody said I'd be taking over the world. Now I'm trapped in my flaws bursting. At least in their eyes as I crawl to the finish line. Too many deuces feeling numb inside. All of these voices I can hear in my mind. But I'm fine till I'm alone at night. Oh, it's just the ones I shouldn't.
I'm not out to play. I promise never again. I'm tired of avoiding my pillow, fighting a video. I can't see myself. Was it keeping me lonely?
Deja B, left or right? Yeah. Local artist from Philly, man. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that, man. She gets you in your feelings real quick, don't she? Uh-huh. Look her up. Follow her on Instagram, at Deja B Philly. The song is available on YouTube. Left or right, Deja B, man. I'm telling y'all, we got a lot of talent out here, man. We just got to support. We got to come together. We got to make it happen. What's going on? What's going on, man? All right. So that's pretty much it for this week, you know. Again, follow us on Instagram at The Melting Pot Podcast. Send us your messages. Give us topics to talk about, man. Let us know what you want us to, let me know what you want me to talk about. I'll talk about it. Send me your songs. Send me your businesses. I'll promote all of that. I'll make it happen. I'll put you on my page, man. I'll let the people know what you have to bring to the table. What you have to offer. Let's get together. Let's make it happen. Thank you all for listening. My name's Jeff. It was all cool. Let's get out of here. What's poppin', Philly? My name's Jeff. I am your host, and this right here is The Melting Pot. It is Sunday, February 7th. If you are up and awake, you are already blessed. Give thanks to the Almighty above for this brand new and beautiful day. It is snowing again, as if we didn't get enough of that shit last week. I'm sick of it, man. I downplayed the shit out that motherfucker last week. I said we was only going to get probably 3 to 4 inches, man. That thing came down wild, and I couldn't even work on Tuesday. That's how bad that shit came down. And now we got it again today, man. I'm sick of it. I'm completely fucking sick of it. I was so fucking sore last week from shoveling. Man, that shit left me scarred. Like, you don't get it, yo. Like, I used to see these people with snowblowers and be like, man, if you don't go get a fucking shovel and stop the laziness, man, now I understand them fools. I was the fucking fool. Them niggas was pioneers. They was the one. They got that shit right. Oh, man, yo, like, I need it and I want it. I'm done with shoveling. Like, I'm not doing that thing no more. Like, my next investment is towards a snowblower. Literally, bro. Like, what? Man, I felt like I got hit by a goddamn train, yo. Like, fuck that. I'm good. Like, no, man. I'm real. I'm good, yo. I'm still hurt. I'm still hurting now. My muscles are still sore. And I'm not out of shape, man. Not out of shape at all. That was just a lot of snow to be shoveling. Like, I damn near shoveled 4 times. Every time I look back out, it'd be the same amount of snow back up. I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I'm not doing it no more. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. Wait until the next day. Wrong choice, dummy. That damn snow turned into ice. Oh, man. So, over the weekend, I'm pretty sure everyone was made aware already of the video that was going around with the neighbors arguing outside their property about the one couple throwing snow onto the other guy's property. It was going back and forth for a while, and shit escalated real quick. Main man came out the house with a pistol. Clapped at both of them, went back inside the house, got an AR, finished her off first, then walked over to the guy and finished him off after. A few minutes after went by, once he felt the police presence already outside, I assume, he grabbed another rifle and committed suicide. He killed himself. I mean, supposedly, you know, what's going around is they would argue constantly. Like, this wasn't just from that day. Like, these people had bad blood boiling for a while. I don't know how much truth there is into that. That's just the information I acquired. Me getting that information, I don't justify the fact that things took the course they did, but I do believe that the first guy that killed this couple, I'm firm to believe that he woke up that day ready to die. Like, he was committed to kill himself that day. Because, come on now. The length of the video, the time frame wasn't too far apart for you to have noticed that all guns were already loaded. Like, what you got all these guns loaded for? I mean, it makes you think, you know? You think outside the box. Like, he walked out the crib with the first pistol, clapped at him, went inside, got the AR, came back out, clapped at him, went back inside, had the rifle ready to off himself off. That's a hell of a lot of ammunition and multiple weapons ready to be used. That shit was fucking crazy, yo. That was real crazy. Like, when I first saw the video, I thought it wasn't real. I thought that shit was not real at all, because it's like, if you see it, you will hear like six shots go off first, and the dude is still standing there, and I'm like, nah, bro. Ain't no way in hell you get shot six times and still standing in front of the person. Then he starts running off, and I, you know, now I'm seeing the little red imprints in the snow, which was the blood. And I'm like, I'm still not believing it, because it's like everything that happened was like shocking, you know? Not only shocking, it's just the after effects of after each blow of the bullets. Like, you still standing there. Like, I don't know if it was the adrenaline going through you or what, my nigga, but you did not fall down. Explain that to me. Like, it would have been me. I would have hit the floor ASAP. Oh, shit. You shot me. But no. Fool stood right there and then ran off. I don't know. Then I seen that thing on CNN and everywhere. I'm like, damn. That was for real? Over snow? And like I said, it might have not been over the snow. This man might have woke up that day ready to off himself. It just so happened that he caught those people doing what they was doing and decided to take them with him. It sounds fucked up, but it's the way it is. Like, I don't talk to my neighbors at all, man. Like, I'm my fucking business. I don't care what you got going on. Like, don't knock on my door. I ain't got it. I don't know nothing about it. Simple as that. Like, it's crazy, bro. It's just crazy. I don't even got no words for that. I mean, I'm over here already smoking as always. Brought to you by my guys, Pleasure Packs. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know how I go with Pleasure Packs. They got that top of the line strains. I mean, that Zaza. Go get with them, yo. Follow them on IG. Hit them up. Get with the shits. For just so y'all can see how exclusive this is, like, I'm gonna do a giveaway with their products. I'm gonna give away 3 packs of the gas of your choosing. The way I'm going to do the giveaway is you have to shout the page out. Shout us out on Instagram, man. At the Melting Pot Podcast. Shout us out. Tag 3 friends. Have those 3 friends tag. Shout us out, man. Keep it moving. Get your chance to, you mean, it's 3 free Zaza Apes. Pure gas. Top of the line shit. No cap. I'm going to post it on our Instagram page when I'm ready to do that giveaway. But for now, follow them on Instagram too, man. They'll get you right. At Pleasure Packs. Get at them so you can get your gas and be smoking that good shit just like me, man. So, artist I want to promote this week, King Bud, 28-year-old Philly male rapper, born and raised. The song he got out right now for y'all is available on all platforms, YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Get with him. The song is called Lifestyle. I'll play that for y'all right now. Let me know what y'all think of it. Let's go.
Damn, my life with a dice. Shooters come alive on a night shift. Booties on the prowl on a night shift. Whole different life on a night shift. Gotta keep the ball on a night shift. Just getting cold on a night shift. Duck up in the woods, them indictment. Wish a nigga would on a night shift. Know I got dreams of the big things. 30-30 vision with the kickstand. 20-30 barrel for the big man. K-47 for the big dance. Hit the tie to the left. Worry about now, and I ain't worry about next. Good in the hood, I ain't worry about that. Worry about the money, I ain't worry about flexing. Still might cop me a roller. Turn my next pack to a boulder. Tell a cop that, no quotas. Throw the head in back, no soda. Know I got range like a rover. Boss want a picture on the poster. Tell them old niggas that it's over. Running through these bitches like a Dover. See the bigger picture through the big lens. I be getting busy in a big van. Running through my city in a big dance. All my niggas with me getting big. Damn, got tick like a roller. Ride for my city till it's over. Yeah. Front line with it, I'm a soldier. Shooter in the field, De La Dover. Damn, my life with a dice. Shooters come alive on a night shift. Booters on the prowl on a night shift. Whole different life on a night shift. Gotta get the ball on a night shift. Just getting cold on a night shift. Duck up in the woods, them indictment. Wish a nigga would on a night shift. Hit a chop chop to the right. Yeah, to the money, put the shooters on nice. 20-50-100s, we ain't count nothing life. We ain't count nothing life. Damn, my life with a dice. Shooters come alive on a night shift. Booters on the prowl on a night shift. Duck up in the woods, them in diamonds. LA, how we spark shit. Put the money in the bag, we can talk bitch. Poker face around the table, going all in. I done lost a lot of face for your fake friends. I remember getting busy on the back block. I done lost a lot of niggas that I came with. I'm a villain, but it's ain't through the day shift. I get paid, I'ma take it to the bank quick. Damn, my life with a dice. Shooters come alive on a night shift. Booties on the prowl on a night shift. Whole different life on a night shift. Gotta get the ball on a night shift. Just getting cold on a night shift. Duck up in the woods, them indictment. Wish a nigga would on a night shift.
That right there was Lifestyle by King Bud, 28-year-old rapper from Philly. Follow him on Instagram at KingBud215. That's at KingBudD215. Get with my guy. He got that shit. You heard it. You heard it and you know you fucked with it. Don't act like you don't. Don't do that. That thing was fire right there. All right, so I was talking to one of my homies not too long ago about this situation that had went down with El Alfa, Anuel, and Ozuna. And I'm going to have to do this piece in Spanish. I mean, for my English listeners, you ain't going to really be understanding this. This is something that went down in, within the Dominican nation, the Dominican and Puerto Rican nation. They always got some dumb shit going down, man. Like, at the end of the day, we all brothers. We got to stop that dumb shit, but Anuel had bought, tú sabes, se compró un Bugatti. El Bugatti del pan apareció un arbolito con 27 luces prendidas en el tablero. No era un Bugatti del año, lo sabemos. Pero tú no te puedes comprar un Bugatti ahora mismo, yo tampoco, a mí qué me importa de qué año sea. El tigre se compró un Bugatti, ratatá. Después viene Bad Bunny y se compra un Bugatti, no sé de qué año fue, pero se compró un Bugatti, era un Bugatti, de, tú me entiendes, un Bugatti perrísimo, manín, no te voy a mentir. Y al rato viene el Alfa y sube una foto también en otro Bugatti, en el dealer. Yo no sé si el Alfa se llegó a comprar ese Bugatti o solamente fue para hacer bulto. Pero al rato ya tú sabes cómo es la mierda de social media. Al rato la gente se pusieron con su chimoteo, dije que supuestamente el Alfa se puso a tirarle a Anuel, porque Anuel se compró un Bugatti de los viejos, y aquí está el Alfa, ya tú sabes, en un dealer sentado en un Bugatti del año. Después de ahí, viene el Alfa y sube una publicación a su Instagram pidiéndole disculpa a Ozuna y a Anuel, que la cosa no eran como ellos la veían y que se malinterpretaron. Que lo excusaran de corazón, lo disculparan, que eso no fue lo que él quiso hacer, que ellos son su hermano y todo bien, que él no lo volverá a hacer. Ok. ¿Debió el Alfa haberse disculpado? Negativo, manín. ¿Por qué? Entonces usted puede subir una foto de su carro, usted puede subir una foto de su carro, y cuando yo vengo a subir la foto del mío no puedo porque te estoy faltando el respeto. Pues tú estás mamando, dime, tú estás mamando huevo, tú estás loco. Fuck out of here, bro. Yo no tengo por qué pedirte disculpas porque yo subo una foto de que me compré el carro también, le llegaste. Entonces, después de eso, viene una tal persona que me quilló cuando él habló, no por lo que él dijo, porque en verdad él dijo la verdad, sino porque fue el que lo dijo. ¿Me entiendes? Lo que quiero decir. De la persona que te estoy hablando es de Tali. Tali Goya. Tali no tiene puesto de estar hablando en ese tema. ¿Tú quieres saber por qué? Porque, mi hermano, atienda su carrera. Póngase para lo suyo. Póngase a hacer música. Póngase a producir. Tú me vas a decir a mí que tú estás haciendo movimiento cuando tú te la paras en el bloque 24-7 empatillado, maní. El último álbum tuyo, tal vez para alguna persona, fue una grasa, pero para mí fue una mierda ya, y a mí no me gustó. And I fuck with your music, bro. But that shit right there wasn't it. And then, tú viniendo ahora, dije que, oh, que tú eres el Tiger, que tú vas a hablar por todo el género dominicano, que el Alfa es un palomo por lo que hizo, que no debió haberlo hecho. Usted no está en ninguna posición para estar opinando de lo que el Alfa tuvo o no tuvo que haber hecho. Tuvo mal lo que él hizo, todos lo sabemos, pero usted no está en ninguna posición para estar opinando de lo que el Alfa debe o no debe hacer cuando se trata de su vida en el social media y sus relaciones con esos artistas. Como dije, tú tienes que preocuparte por tu carrera. Porque ya tú llevas un par de años tirando y tirando temas, manín. Y nada de nada. Tuviste bajo la correa de Arcángel por un tiempo. Y en verdad no sé qué fue lo que pasó ahí, pero parece que se dividieron. And that was your meal ticket, bro. Ahí era que tú ibas a coronar, pero te pusiste estúpido y mira dónde está otra vez. En el mismo lugar donde empezaste. Manéjate mejor. ¿Tú me entiendes? Piensa la cosa, loco. Ya tú tienes demasiado años en lo mismo y no te has movido de ahí. Entonces el problema no es la industria que te quiere bloquear, el problema eres tú. Ubícate, refleja. Change that shit, bro. Como te dije, cuando tú empezaste, usted tiraba psicopatada, por eso fue que el nombre suyo sonó, porque usted estaba tirando grasa. Pero después de un tiempo, no sé qué fue lo que te pasó, maní. Como te dije, ese último álbum no era, it was not it. Ahora, la última canción que tiraste ahí, esa fue una maldita loquera. Esa sí fue. Así es que tú tienes que volver. Con ese estilo, no con el estilo que tiró el último álbum, que yo no sé lo que eso fue una payasada. Ubíquese y aprenda a hablar donde usted le cabe. No hable donde no le cabe. Ok. Ahora vamos a seguir con el próximo negocio que le quiero dar un shout out. Es iHambre. iHungry. Síganlo en IG. At i_hambre. i_hungry. La verdadera fritura aquí. Ya tú sabes que es lo que es. Cuando tú estás tranquilo, tomándote tu romito ahí con tu coro, normalito, se le metían los monchis. ¿Quieren capear una grasa? Delen pa' allá. Esa gente entiende la verdadera vaina. En el 901 de Marcella Street. Eso está ahí mismo, on Somerdale Avenue. Esa gente tan sicaria, sicaria. Óyeme, llévate de mí, ya tú sabes. Tírale por teléfono al 215-626-6960. Eso es 215-626-6960. El tigre te va a poner cómodo y te va a poner a comer bien, no bulto. Yeah. Closing off. Next promo artist I want to throw out there is Almighty Nate. Follow my guy on Instagram at Almighty Nate. Producer from Philly. Backed up by J.I. and multiple other artists. He's got a lot of artists under his belt. Get with him. Follow him on IG. Talk prices with my guy. My guy got fire fucking beats. No cap. I've listened to a few of his things, and them things is right, yo. Them things is stupid right. Another one of my guys I want to shout out is Soy Damn Music. Another producer from Philly, Delco area. Excuse me. Fire Beats also. Follow him on Instagram at Soy Damn Music. That's at SUYDAM underscore music. Get with my guy. Do some collabs. Let's work together, man. Philly support Philly. I appreciate y'all listening today. That was pretty much what I had for this weekend. I really wanted to get that Tali shit out of my chest, loco, porque yo no sé, loco, tú no estabas supuesto a hablar. Esa es mi opinión, tú me entiendes. Tal vez otro se siente orgulloso de que tú hablaste, pero no, yo no, loco. Usted no ocupo ahí. Usted me entiende. Usted metió la pata tratando de hablar por el género completo, hablar por República Dominicana completo. Y esa no era la vuelta, porque al final del día, loco, usted sigue creando tensión entre los dominicanos y los boricuas. En vez de seguir empujando a que se haga una unión, usted sigue creando tensión, loco, tratando de mantener una rebeldía entre ambos lados. Y esa no es la vuelta, ya, y esa no es la vuelta. Uno tiene que dejar esa payasada y ponerse para lo de uno, como él, llegaste. Ya ustedes saben, mi gente. I will see y'all next Sunday. Let's see what goes down this weekend. Send me your business info. Send me your music so I could play y'all on here. I want to get it popping with this joint, man. Help me. Help me help you. Let's do this. Later on in the day, I will publish on the page about the giveaway that I'm going to do with Pleasure Packs. So, thank you for listening. I'll holler at y'all. Have a blessed day. I'm out of here.